Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The other story and the conversation that we wanted to have with you is that South Africa's internet censorship laws are now in full effect. Legal notices, in fact, are going out. The Film and Publication Board has issued legal notices to internet access and service providers, as well as internet service providers, requiring them, falling over my words this morning, to comply with the provisions of the Act. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this. Pandelis Gregorio is the manager of legal and regulatory affairs at the Film and Publication Board. Very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I am well, thank you. So what are the new laws? What are the regulations?
So the ones that are specifically referring to internet access providers and internet service providers can be broken down into three separate parts. And I think it's important to distinguish between them.
Right.
The first speaks to where the certain obligations are imposed on internet access and services who are providing child-orientated content services. It's a very technical term, but to avoid the legalese, it's very much chat rooms. So chat rooms that children will be able to access. And it imposes, it places obligations on them to ensure that they firstly are preventing children from being exposed to harm if they do access those services. But importantly, if something does happen, there's also obligations about what measures they've put in place to firstly empower their parents, their guardians,
right,
the children themselves to actually lodge complaints, right, and actually escalate matters if they find out something's happening, if they're being exposed to harmful content on those specific chat rooms. That's at the one level. At the next level, one of the other provisions is specifically focused on internet service providers. And in that instance, it requires firstly for ISPs to register with the Film and Publication Board. But secondly, where they do have a particular service that they're providing, it places an obligation on them to advise us and inform us of the reasonable steps that they've taken to prevent their services from being used to either host or distribute child sexual abuse material. That's the second instance. The third would be broadly where their platforms are being used. Well, this is the expanded mandate that has recently come into effect with the Act, with the provisions that were sort of passed by the legislature. Is the one that speaks to prohibited content, the distribution of prohibited content on social media platforms. In that instance, it's more related to the members of the public lodging complaints with the Film and Publication Board where they have identified prohibited content on platform or social media platforms, and allows us to investigate those, and if there is a case to be met, to be able to ventilate that before an independent objective body called the Enforcement Committee. Quite technical, quite a lot of details there, but
right,
in essence, those are the applicable provisions that we highlighted in the notes shared with the public.
In essence, what it does is it places a lot of responsibility on our service providers, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Well, I think the important distinction here is obviously there's the Act actually provides for quite a number of instances of where the different entities would have certain obligations. But when it comes to internet service providers, the ones that I've highlighted are the obligations that the Act will place. So in that instance, with specific regard to those three, that's what would be applicable.
Right. As an internet user, as of course we all are, can we expect to see any of these changes filtering back to us?
So as internet users, I think all of us are very comfortable with sort of that term. So the one thing that we will highlight, right, so with regard to the first provision that I highlighted, we don't focus on chat rooms broadly, right? And I know that chat rooms is a bit of a colloquial term, but that's the best way to unpack it, right?
Right.
But as adults, chat rooms should be accessible. You're not going to see any issues are going to be, and nothing should change in that space. It's the child-orientated chat rooms that are the ones that we would want to focus on, because our children are susceptible to being exposed to certain harms in those chat rooms. So we want to see how our internet access providers and service providers have put the measures in place that are specifically legislatively prescribed so that they're not going to be exposed to that harm. So if, when you say, are we going to see any differences? Hopefully, as if you are a parent or guardian of the child, hopefully you will pick up on those measures that they're going to introduce to ensure that the children in your care are going to be protected. And if something does happen, if they do get exposed to something, that the ability for the access provider and service provider to bring to your attention the measures that can be triggered, hopefully you'll be able to see those as well.
Right, right. Has there been any positive, negative or other response from the internet providers?
So obviously, the notice itself is not a notice that is by implication almost the start of the process. So we've had quite a good relationship with our access providers and service providers in the past. But I think what we're trying to do now is, in by publishing the notice, is to bring to their attention that there is has been a recent amendment to the Act. The obligations are clearly set out in the Act. And what we want to do is advocate at a specific level to almost get the process underway to say, well, look, the obligations are effective as they currently stand. But let's engage with our access providers and service providers so that when they are ready to be able to show us what they've done in order to be able to meet those obligations, we're on the same page. So in essence, what the notice is doing is almost like triggering a process for engagement and expanding the ability for us to say, look, these are the new provisions, what have you done, and as an access provider and service provider, and then let's see how that process gets undertaken.
And that's where we leave it. Thank you for bringing us up to speed. That was Pandelis Gregorio, who is the Manager of Legal and Regulatory Affairs at Film and Publication Board.